This is St. Louis Public Radio. To most, chemistry is just another tricky subject we learn about in school, but for some, it's their passion. A professor at Jefferson College in Hillsboro recently expressed how much he loves chemistry by performing a percussive interpretation of the periodic table of elements. St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen shows you what that sounds like.
This is how Jefferson College chemistry professor Wesley Whitfield describes the periodic table of elements.
It's just like Legos. It's like Tinker Toys. You could get this excitement, and you've got these little weird things that don't make sense individually, and now they make something that we may have needed the whole time and didn't know it.
One day he was driving and listening to Holst's The Planets on the radio.
And I thought, well, he's never been to the planets, yet he's interpreting them. And I thought, well, no one's ever interpreted the chemical elements via music.
And it just so happened that Jefferson College was organizing a talent competition. Whitfield's been playing the drums as a hobby for more than 20 years, so he decided to drum the elements. If you recall from chemistry class, the periodic table is a chart that lists the elements as letters. Whitfield decided he would play each element based on its reactivity, meaning how much molecules of that element react with other elements. Whitfield plays his drums next to a projection screen that scrolls through each element. He plays a ruckus when really reactive elements like sodium and oxygen pop up, but then holds the symbol when it shows noble gases like helium and neon. Whitfield knows that some people think that performing the elements is strange, but allows him to combine two of his favorite things.
I love science so much, but the art side of me just kept breaking out as I got older. And I think that what I want the periodic table drumming thing to do is to show that you can actually combine both.
And maybe it'll inspire others to appreciate chemistry too. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.